is with us to preview. How are things, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Very good, thank you.
Well, we're off to Donald today. We've got eight races. What did you think about this from a punting front?
I like it. You know, I like the meeting there. I'm pretty confident with most races, actually. So hopefully I've seen them right and we should show a profit.
Well, let's have a look at the first. A three-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres. And in this race, the scratchings are runners 7 and 10. The market from the tab's got number 5, Defies Logic, who's at $4. $2.50 for Socialising. Then we're down to $4.40 for Special Design. And Wish I Might is at $8.
Yeah, look, I think Socialising is one of the better bets of the day. It's a horse we haven't seen since the May Carnival, where it ran a good closing third behind T-Train and Kaplumpich down there at Warrnambool. It's had a recent trial in the blinkers, sat behind them, come to the outside, took a bit of riding but responded well. I think from the good gate, Harry Coffey will be parked about fourth or fifth, somewhere there, just need galloping room to wind up. If he gets that, I think it's the winner. It's an even race outside of it. I've put number 2, Asashio, in at big odds for a place. I thought this horse had trialled pretty well going into Werribee. Disappointed there. It's got a good draw, and I'm sure it's got more ability than what we saw there. Number 13, Summer Triangle, has jumped out quite well at Horsham. And then number 5, Defies Logic, who whacked away okay in town last time. That was a little bit flattering, and the format of the race hasn't been great. I think 11 can win. 11, 2, 13 and 5.
11 from 2, 13 and 5. We now go over to the second race, over 16-20. And you can take out runners at 5 and also the 10. Now, here we've got the likes of number 7, Wealthy Wolf, at 5. $6.50 for Highly Skilled. Accordingly, is now at $1.75, a short price favourite.
Yeah, ridiculous odds. It's my top pick, but it is ridiculous odds here, number 12, accordingly. It'll get a great run from the draw. It whacked away okay last time at Pakenham. That's the best form coming into this race. The Freeman horse, Shimoda, I think it's called, finished alongside it, came out and won easily at Geelong. So you've got a good form line coming into it. It will get a good run, but I couldn't take those odds. I think the best value runner for the day here is number 6, High Show. It's had the two starts for Bussett and Youngs. It's transferred now to Jamie Edwards. I like it first up at the mile. All it wants to do is stay. Geez, it'll be strong late. I still think it's big overs. Third pick, number 7, Wealthy Wolf. It ran on steadily for third last time. The format of that race is not great. And fourth pick, number 8, Highly Skilled. Didn't have much luck over the border, but again, I think that was a pretty weak race. This is a bit tougher. Working around 12 and 6 here, I'll go 12, 6, 7 and 8.
12 from 6, 7, 8. The third is a maiden of a 13.50. Take out runners 1, 6, 13 and the 15. Having a look here at the latest odds, the favourite's actually a first starter, Analytica, who's at 3.20. A Cameron at $8, down to the Mallee Mob, who is a 6.50 chance. Anuello at 8, 9.50 for sell a bit of candy, and then we're looking at Sergeant Doyle, who's given a really strong chance, having race experience resuming at $3.50.
Yeah, a few queries this race. Number 2, Analytica, is my top pick. It's very well trialled, as are most of the Patrick Paynes. Last trial, finished fourth, but looked to have plenty left under the bonnet. There's been good support for it, good barrier. I think it can make a winning debut in a pretty even race. For second, I've gone number 7, the Mallee Mob. The Mallee Mob didn't do a lot first up, but that was a fast race. I think the format of the race will be good. They've gone straight for the blinkers here. Second up, can improve. Number 14, Sergeant Doyle. Look, it's awfully one pace. It's got barrier one. It's going to be buried away. It's got a chance, but it's going to need all the brakes to go its way at the right time. And I put number 11, Anuello, in next best, who was okay first up and should be fitter. Even race, but 2 the one to beat, 2, 7, 14 and 11.
2 from 7, 14 and 11. We go to race 4, a 58 over 2,000 metres, and here you can take out number 9. Now we've got number 1, Centenary Shot at 9.50, Count 0, 6.50, 3.80 at shoe time, down to Miss Damada at 3.70, Bentley Tycoon, who's at 5, and then we're looking at High Calibre at $9.50.
Yeah, I like this race. I like number 4 at shoe time. It's had a few goes now for Nathan Hobson. The win at Swan Hill two starts ago was nothing more than a track gallop, just set outside the leader and just jogged away whenever it wanted to, then went to town. It certainly wasn't disgraced, and the race wasn't really run to suit. I think with the claim for Chelsea McFarlane, it'll get up the front somewhere and can win to beat number 3, Count 0. Just about ready to fire this horse. It's jumping sharply in distance, but was good over the line last start. Down to 7, Harbour Express. Just got too far back, got lost last time from gate 1, can settle closer. And 10, Breakneck Bandit. It was a good run. It was ridden back and weaved its way through the field. It was the best run in the race last time. It's got some chance. I think 4 clearly here, 4, 3, 7 and 10.
4 from 3, 7 and 10. We have a look at the Quaddy Legs. Race 5, the first of those, 58, 13, 50, and you can take out the 5. Number 2, Chorus at $1.90. Catch a Hero, 5. No More Bids at 7. And then we're down to Montevideo, who's at $9.50.
Yeah, I don't like this race, so I'll pick number two, Chorus. It'll probably win. It's a horse that will push forward up on the speed. It's had a few tough runs now. There is some competition for the front, so it wouldn't want to do too much work. If it found the top, you'd be pretty confident it would hang on. It's beat number eight, Montevideo. This horse ran well first up. It's going to be fitter. It'll be strong late, especially if they go hard up front. Seven, Fratello. A bit like Montevideo, was good first up, will be fitter. And the same with number six, Sundell, who's always had good ability, Sundell. It bombed the start there first up and did okay to run fourth. Two the one to beat, but I'll be going wider, 2, 8, 7, and 6.
So two from 8, 7, and 6. We go to race 6, 64 over 1,200 metres, and you can take out runners 3 and 8. We've got number one, Banachek, at 5.50, 8.50 Distant Sky. Covert Miss at 4.20. Quietly Angry is at 2.50, and Last Fane, $8.
Yeah, number nine, Quietly Angry, is my pick. The odds disappeared once with the late scratching here of Proudest Moment. I just think Quietly Angry gets a magnificent run here from gate one. You would imagine it would sit leaders back. It's back in distance. Just needs to get clear at the right time. It'll be strong at the 1,200 metres. And the stable's going well. To beat number one, Banachek, I think it's the big danger. It comes off a track. It was pretty hard to make ground down there at Warrnambool last time. It'll be fitter for that. You can see it trailing Quietly Angry through and running on. Seven, Covert Miss. I'd like to see it go forward. It was restrained last time. It can be risky at the gates. It was restrained last time and had no hope after that. And fourth pick, number six, Distant Sky, who will be running on as usual. 9 and 1, the chances here. 9, 1, 7, and 6.
9 from 1, 7, and 6. Now to the seventh over 16.20 of 58. Take out runners 1, 3, and also 8. Number two, Oki, at 5.50. American in Paris at 6.50. Don't Look Now at 4. Say Goodnight at 7.50, Mulk at 8.50, A Quiet Drink at 3.80, and then you've got Noble Rocks, who's at $7.50.
If you're happy to take each way around the odds of A Quiet Drink, 3.80 and 1.60 at the moment, if you're happy to take that price and bet each way, it just shouldn't miss. It's coming back in distance. The stable's absolutely flying around this area. It'll go forward in what won't be a hectic run race. It'll get a beautiful run. It'll be strong at the mile, and I just can't see how it misses each way. To beat number two, Oki. Keep waiting for Oki to improve. They've taken the blinkers off. It's getting fitter. Pretty sure it's still got bar plates on, which is the concern. Down to number five, Don't Look Now. It's either going to ride it quiet with the blinkers on. I think that's a good idea. Gives it a chance. And down to 11, Grey Silk, who fought on well last time, racing consistently. Like 9 here, 9, 2, 5 and 11.
9 from 2, 5 and 11. And then we go to the last, and this is 1,058. Take out runners 6 and also the 10. We've got number 1, Royal Pegasus, 3.10. Star Hills at 4. 7.50, Burnvale Lady. Down to Davaluri, who's at $7.50.
It's an even race. I think there are three main hopes. I think number 7, Burnvale Lady, is certainly the value runner here. It's a horse that's jumped out quite well at Horsham. It's drawn gate 1. It'll get a beautiful run just behind the speed. Stable's obviously flying. I think it's got a good each-way chance. To beat number two, Star Hills. Star Hills, the query runner, showed a lot early in its career. It's been disappointing. It's had a recent jump out. It trialled well, but it was absolutely low pressure, the trial, so you didn't get a real guide how it will go under pressure. Number one, Royal Pegasus. It's racing consistently. It's fit. And next best, maybe number three, Hardwick Bay. But I think the race, work around 7-2-1 there. 7-2-1, then 3.
So 7 from 2-1-3. And what's your best, Ralphie Quaddy, in your play of the day?
My best, I'll make race 7, number 9, A Quiet Drink. My Ruffy, race 2, number 6, High Show. My Quaddy, first leg will go 2, 6, 7, and 8. Second leg, 1, 7, and 9. Third leg, going to take number 9, 1 out, and come home with 1, 2, and 7. Play of the day, I like that value race there, race 2. I'm working around trifectas. First and second, number 6 and 12. Come third, 2, 4, 7, 8, and just reverse the order around. 6 and 12 for first, 2, 4, 7, 8 second, and 6 and 12 for third.
Wonderful, Mark. Good luck.